take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Penny Dean here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. 1-866-823-1077 on this special Election Day edition. And Penny, I know there's still a lot of people that have yet to vote today.
And absolutely. And they need to really be informed voters. And if you're pro-firearm, you need to, for example, there's several things you need to do. First of all, Gun Owners in New Hampshire at gunh.org has a voter's guide. And Brian was asking some super good questions about our voter's guide. And we have a key to candidate grades on the very first page. And people don't read the gal darn thing. You need to read it. They need to read it. And so to tell people, Brian asked, well, why do they have these question marks? Question marks indicate if they have two question marks, that means they refuse to respond to our survey. And what happened is weeks and weeks and weeks before the election, we mailed to everyone a survey. And basically, everybody gets exactly the same survey. It went out in a big bulk mailing. And some people consistently over the years, there are some candidates there who have been reps and been candidates who literally repeatedly over the years refuse to return our surveys. So if you refuse to return and answer a GoNH survey, I would respectfully submit you may not be pro-firearm. That's number one. Now, just because you have question marks, it doesn't mean you're anti-firearm, but it should give you cause for concern. Some of these people for larger offices, we actually repeatedly reached out to and said, hey, you know, we sent them emails, we made phone calls, we said, hey, you haven't returned your survey. We get no answer back. And so, of course, that concerns people. You know, that concerns people as an organization. The other thing that we have is we go by voting record, reputation, actions. There's just a variety of factors that make up these votes. And then, of course, I always tell people is we put out a first. This is about the eighth edition, because what happens initially, we've had people call and say, you gave me a bad grade. Why? And sometimes, for example, we had an individual we put question marks by who actually deserved an A, and we later updated it to an A because his name was three different ways with the Secretary of State and with the House of Representatives. So like it was L. George Smith and George Smith. Well, we didn't correlate the L. George Smith and the George Smith when we did a meld. And so we found them later. So I always tell people that we have the most recent version on the website. But let's say you have an old version you printed out. You always want to look at the most recent version because we had a couple of typos. You know, we're human. We check everything. But, you know, things happen. So we have literally updated it. The other thing is we've had people sign what's called the Go Pledge. Gun Owners in New Hampshire has a written pledge that we offer to candidates. And they have to sign this and date it. And these are questions that if you care about firearms, you should ask anyone running for office. Because you have people all the time, oh, I care about the Second Amendment. I'm pro-firearm. And I say, great. Don't you think we should lift the restrictions and sell suppressors in gun stores and make people fill out a 4473 rather than go through all the paper? What do they need those things for? And I go, oh, and you're pro-firearm. And so I say, and what about these black guns? Well, you know, people don't need those high-capacity magazines. Over five, that's all you need to go hunt with. And I'm thinking, and you're pro-gun. And then, you know, you ask them if basically people should be able to transport firearms on airplanes and such as you can in luggage. But in the old days, law-abiding citizens used to be able to carry them.
Right.
Right on a plane. And they're like, oh, no, that would be dangerous to everyone. And you're pro-firearm. You know,
yeah.
And so if you start actually asking them mechanical questions, would they support? And it's an old wives' tale that the plane would be depressurized if a bullet went through it and go down. Won't happen. That's just plain scientifically fallacious.
I remember when that came up when the debate was occurring after 9/11 about arming the pilots. You know, the pilots in the cockpit and having armed air marshals on
yep.
the planes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And how is it that LL has done this for 30 years?
Right.
Yeah, they don't. You ever hear of LL having any problem?
No.
Nah, because LL deals with terrorists. They say, we'll take care of this.
And actually, it was July 4th of 2002, or 2003. I can't remember which year exactly, but it was on the 4th of July. in Los Angeles, California, when some nitwit went in and started shooting up the airport terminal. Unfortunately, the National Guardsmen that were there patrolling the airport did not respond in a timely manner, and even if they did, they didn't have any ammunition in their guns anyway to respond with. TSA was a young agency and horribly inept. Guess who stopped them? The LL security agents. You know, that was it. And it's like, oh, great. Airport security, everyone's so concerned. Take off your shoes, take off your shirts, you know, strip naked. Here, you got the scanners over here. And this guy's able to walk in and start shooting up the place. No one can stop him except for, you know, some Israeli who happened to be on doing his job.
And here's what people have to know about TSA.
But that was not labeled a terrorist attack. I don't understand why.
Because then they would have to admit they let one get by.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's it. And, you know, TSA, last time I checked, I believe they have about 55,000 employees. Think about this. 55,000 federal employees, okay? How much do we pay those people an hour? Big bucks, right? To date,
some of them only get $8 an hour, but that's okay.
Okay. Now,
some, and I'm talking about the ones that you're the one that hands your ID over to. Now,
yep.
The ones behind the scenes making decisions, yeah, they get big bucks. You know, the paper pushers, yeah.
Well, the other, they should get federal benefits of pension and health insurance, which is, you know, a huge boost.
Well, they should be unionized, too.
No, I'm saying I believe they do.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm saying I believe, my point is that when I'm saying they should, that's a huge part of a cost to the taxpayer is my point.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not they should. They are should type thing.
Right.
But they have, to date, they've had about 500 of their own fired for mismanagement, theft, all sorts of bad things, okay?
Right.
How many terrorists have TSA stopped to date? Yeah, that would be, I think, zero, right?
As far as I can tell.
Yeah. And so, you know, we go down this road, and the other question we ask them that should be asked of people running for office, we've asked them to promote legislation that remove all restrictions and prohibition regarding concealed carry on public land, buildings, and property, and public transportation.
Like the State House.
Absolutely. Absolutely. State House. Is there any reason that you and I can't get on the bus to Boston or the train to wherever with our lawfully concealed or openly carried firearm? Well, the problem is that you can't because it's public transportation. You have to check your bag. That shouldn't have to happen. We're law-abiding people. We should be able to do that. So we're asking people who are running for office to sign our pledge to do that.
Very good. And you can go to gonh.org, and it's right there near the top of the page where you can go and start perusing. If you haven't made up your mind yet and you don't know where our candidates for governor, senator, state rep, Congress, sheriff, and the like, see if they've sent a questionnaire back. Now, I have a question from a caller, too, coming up. But real quick, Penny, what would it be with a question mark next to it mean?
That means you got 100% correct on our survey, which means you answered all the questions 100% pro-firearm, but that the grade is based on a survey, not a voting record or past experience.
Okay.
Because GoNH wants our A-pluses to mean something. If you get an A-plus from GoNH, that's a tough grade. It isn't like anymore.
Very few have that.
Absolutely, because you have to promote our legislation. You have to, promote pro-firearms legislation. You have to do things. You don't just, you know, vote right. That doesn't get you an A+.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to the call, shall we, Penny?
We shall.
All right, Russ from Concord, you're on Bulldog Live and Second Amendment Tuesdays.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I got a question and a statement, if I can. My question is for Penny is, if, you know, you just rattled off a few statistics about the TSA, and I'm not in any way defending them, but
yep.
I guess my question is, you know, you said how many terrorists have they stopped, you know, with their, you know, amount of employees. Well, what's it compared to when it was privatized? You know, is it more expensive? Like, how much was it when it was private? And, you know, is the TSA stopping less terrorists than the private group that were doing it?
I think
that there's a lot of information that's being left out.
I think here's the larger issue, at least from my practical matter. We have hugely expanded the federal government. Whether it was private employees they've had doing it, we've hugely expanded the number of people doing this job. How about if I put it this way? Whether they're private employees or public employees, okay? You've hugely expanded the number of people doing this job, and I think it's an expansion that's not warranted. It's not money well spent. But if you have any altercation with them, you've now in many instances committed a federal offense because you've impeded a federal agent in pursuit of their duties. And they have huge amounts of authority that they quite frankly don't need nor deserve for that job. I was personally stopped getting on a plane to Florida, and I was hauled out of line, and the only reason I was allowed to board my airplane was because the particular airline said, yeah, we'll let her on. I had already checked my luggage, checked my firearms, and I committed the huge crime of trying to take my pink Cubaton, which is attached to my key ring, on the plane with me.
It's a restricted item, though, right?
What's that?
Is it a restricted item?
Oh, yeah, Cubaton. Oh.
But is it a restricted item? I mean, that's a martial arts weapon.
It's a self-defense tool.
It's a martial arts weapon.
Yeah. No, the TSA people told me. This is what TSA told me. This is their words. This is a self-defense tool.
Okay.
And I
But it's restricted.
Apparently it is. In the interest of time, Russ.
I mean, she tried to bring a restricted item on a plane, and she's offended that she got stopped.
Here's my problem. I call it a Cubaton because that's the way they call it, but they don't have a definition for Cubaton. If you said to me an item that is this long and this wide and this thing, absolutely, then we can all agree that's a Cubaton. But it was kind of like in New Hampshire. There was never a statutory definition for the knives. So whether or not it was a Sterk or stiletto, depending on the particular police officer stopping you.
Well, look, I'm going to have more discussions on this on another day with the director of Please Remove Your Shoes, a new DVD, a new documentary. It's going to be playing in Concord on Sunday, October 3rd. I will have details, so Russ and Penny, stay tuned to that. Russ, I got to go because I'm up against the clock here. Thanks for your calls and your statement, okay?
All right. I missed my statement, but I'll get it in later.
Okay, please do. Please call us back next week.
Will do.
All right, take care. Penny, I've got to run, but people, again, check out gonh.org, and they can call you with questions about anything in the meantime, right?
Absolutely, at 230-9999.
Very good. Penny Dean, Second Amendment Tuesdays. Good chatting with you.